This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Never give up, fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss, fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Happy, 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 happy Monday. Come on in. Good to have you. I hope you had a good weekend. I did. I try to take weekends off, but I find when I take weekends off, I'm busier than ever. And the biggest problem is that my dogs have figured out what a weekend is, and they think it starts on Wednesday, honestly. And just like, it's crazy how much time I spend with my doggies. But you know what? Can you spend too much time with your dogs? I don't think so. So today, natural law to be your best. I don't know where you are in terms of spirituality or the universe or the Big Bang Theory or God and all that stuff. I don't know. But I do know this. I knew there are certain laws of physics that just are what they are. It is what it is. And the more you align yourself with those, the better off you're going to be. If you want to fight it all the time, better off you're not going to be. Okay? That's how it is. Certain things are the way they are. And the more we know that and go along with it, the better off we're going to be. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. By the way, let me just say in the beginning that I am a guy who tends not to want to go along with the way things are. That's the way I growed up that way. I'm going to be it would be like what's called a rate buster. That's a rate buster is somebody who comes into a business and just basically is so effective and making so much money and being so productive that everybody else hates them. That's me. I've always been that way. I walk into any business, I do whatever I'm going to do. I say, I don't care what anybody else is doing. I don't care. Let's go. And I push. And got a lot of success over the years. A lot of people didn't like me for it because I was successful and I didn't care because I get money, then move on. That's what I did. But over time, I learned something. I learned there's a better way. I learned you can still be that way. But if we follow the natural laws of the planet, you get along better and life is much more enjoyable. So that's where I started. This is probably 30 years ago I started thinking this way. Anyway, good to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Very soon I'm going to open up Face Your Passion Coaching again for you. We're going to do something a little different this time. I'll tell you what that's going to be in a bit, but a chance for you basically to get with me and ask every question you possibly have. It's been such a cool thing because we did make it a little pricier than a lot of people expected. I did that on purpose because when you pay attention. And it has been so cool. It's not incredibly expensive. It's like 10% of the cost of normal coaching. So it's not that much. But what's happening, we get on these calls and people show up and they're taking notes and they're interactive and they're ready to go and the results are coming fast. It is so cool. I did it purposely. I don't want everybody to come in. I don't want to charge anybody 10 bucks a month. I wanted to make it so you needed to invest a little bit. So if you're interested in really changing how you see life and how you get what you want in life, pay attention the next week or two. I'll have some personalized calls. You can get on with me. We'll answer your questions and we'll just keep it at that, huh? So it is Monday. We ask the question on a Monday. Have you done your homework? Da, da, da. If you're not doing your homework, you're just drifting along through life. There's a lot of you out there, by the way. Yeah, a lot of folks doing that. I know because I ask you all the time. I talk to people every single week. And after a week or two of not making progress, I know they haven't taken time to think about what their life is doing. I know they're busy, caught up in life. Yeah, I haven't had time, man. I've been busy at work and the boss is calling and my kid was sick and my wife got COVID. Okay. I get it. But if you don't take time to kind of reconcile all that and say, okay, well, life kind of sucks this week, but what am I going to do about it? Then you're going to stay in that realm all the time. So all I'm asking is that at the end of this podcast today, you sit down and say, how's my life going? If it's going really well, how do I keep it going that way? Fortify it. Not going well, how do I change it? If it's in the middle, what are you doing? It's crazy to be in the middle. Get off the middle. The middle is where you get in trouble. If you stop in the middle of an intersection on a road, what happens? You get a ticket. Don't get in the middle. If you do it here in Daytona Beach, you probably get run over, but that's a beach city, right? So personal growth is a journey. It can be a lot of work. It's also more fun if you're kind of in alignment. My brother, who passed away a couple of years ago, he had a bad heart, a very sick life. But he was a good guy, and he was outside the system. And I used to tell him, I said, you're always playing against the rules. I mean, everything you do is against the rule. No, I'm not. That's the way things should be. I said, but it's not the way things are. There's certain things in the world that are, it happens. The physics set it up that way. So natural law is there for a reason. You can't bend those rules, not for long anyway. And so if your life is not going the way you want it to go, you need to kind of acquiesce into those rules and learn to make them work for you. So let's start with the first one that I think is the most important one, the law of vibration. By the way, subset of the law of vibration is the law of attraction that is so darn popular. When you get it right, it works. Law of vibration states that thoughts are things. You've heard that before. Is it Mike Dooley who says, choose good ones? Good thought. They are one of the most potent forms of energy out there. What you think about, you bring about. You've heard that before. It's very true. Pay attention to your thoughts. Now, I know it's difficult throughout the course of the day with everything going on to focus your thoughts on what's going to move you forward or make you happy. But it is not impossible. Gossip, negativity, it's the devil's work. It's easy. It comes flowing in. It's so easy to make it happen. It's for people that live a lazy life, to be honest with you, that allow that stuff to happen, not only to come into their ears, but to go out of their mouth. Doesn't have to happen. And when you understand the ramifications of that and what it does to your life and people around you, you won't do it anymore. So think about the good things you want. Think about the positive things you want. Find a way to rise above the interference of the day and bring it into your world. And it's hard to do. You have to train yourself to do it. You have to have somebody refuel you every single week. I listen to books. I have coaches that I hire to talk to me. I attend programs all the time. I go to church on Sunday. Why? It's Pastor Andrew who fills me up. He reloads me on a Sunday. I need all that stuff. That's how I do it. You can do it whatever way you want to. Pay attention to your thoughts. I can tell you most people who work with me again on a Zoom call or Face Your Passion call with me, when they come in, the first one or two or three conversations they have are so negative. And it's a confession about all the stuff they do. Listen, I'm not going to relieve you of your sins. I'm not going to do that. I don't care about that stuff. That's your job, right? Well, that's not your job. But the point is, I know you're caught up in the day. Do everything you can to keep focused on the positive things that make your life better and those of people around you better. Number two, according to the law of polarity, nothing exists without an opposite. Love, hate. Some people think hate's not the opposite of love. Some people think it's apathy. I'm in between on that one, I think. I think I've seen both. Probably should think of that more. Hot. What's the opposite of that? Well, it's cold. And everybody knows I don't like cold. So I live in Florida. Yin and yang. Opposites are just different forms of the same thing. Huh? What? He's not like me at all. Well, yeah. Trust me, if somebody gets under your skin, they're like you. So anything that happens today, when you see an opposite, when something's not going your way, look for the other side of it. They're just different forms of the same thing. Embrace them. It happens all the time. Number three, the law of rhythm states that life is a pendulum. That swings, what swings left must swing right again. Now, every time I read that, every time I think about that, I think politics, because obviously that's the thing that's in our mind if you pay attention at all. In fact, these days, you don't even have to pay attention to politics and they just shove it right down your throat anyway. It's everywhere you go. And we think left and right and then independent and all that kind of stuff, right? And it swings one way and it swings the other. If you've been on this planet for any length of time and you watch politics, there's nothing new here. There's nothing new. You can go back hundreds of years. It's the same thing. You can read books written 100 years ago that seem like they were written yesterday. And what you'll see is the pendulum is always swinging. So that's why I always go first when I see, probably because of the left and right thing. That's why I think about that. But I look at your life too. Your pendulum is swinging. One week you're going to have a good week at work, and next week everything's going to fall apart. I came home yesterday and we had I'm having my hip replaced. And it's still surprising me. I have to do that. I guess am I that old? No, I just wore it out. Yes, and I'm that old too. But I came to a stack of about 10 letters, all the scheduling and all the stuff that has to be done to prepare to have your hip replaced. And my wife is freaking out. She's reading everything. She's going through the whole thing. And all of a sudden, life is just, and she's freaking out. I'm like, whatever. You know, I just show up and get my hip done. That's their job to worry about, not for me. I just do the stuff that's on the paper. That's it. But she's freaking out for like an hour. And then she walks in and goes, oh, you want some good news? I said, yeah. I'm never going to say no to good news, right? She said, we're getting a tax refund. First one I've had in 10 years. 10 years. I said, really? We don't get tax refunds. We always pay. We had a good year last year. I thought we'd pay. Well, we planned. Get a tax refund. So I said, how much? He goes, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to put it away. You don't get to see it. So I have no idea what it is, but she was very happy. The pendulum swings left and right, sometimes in an instant. I did notice she went to the store and bought some good stuff last night, though. Good for me, too. Good food. Number four, every effect must have a cause. Every cause must have an effect. That is the law of cause and effect. Everything in life is perpetual and never ending. It's swinging left and right. Something caused it, or it was a result of a cause. It's kind of weird to think about that. What comes around goes around. You've heard that before. Karma. It's going to come back and bite you in the butt. It happens. Anything happened to you today started someplace. I know most of the things in my life I started 20 years ago, and they finally came back and got me. Good and bad, by the way. Law of cause and effect, it's in effect all the time. Now, there are, 1,200? Last time I talked to somebody that was actually an expert at this, it was somewhere 1,200 and some odd natural laws that had been identified. I don't know that to be true. I just know that every day I get up, and there's a whole bunch of stuff, and I look out there that just boggles my mind. But I have to believe one thing and one thing only to believe that the law of natural law is in effect all the time. And all I have to do here is get out of bed early in the morning. I can be in the beach in about 8 minutes from where I live. And I do it occasionally, maybe every other week. And no matter when I do it, I notice something with pure predictability. Without me even thinking about it, when I get to the beach, the sun rises. Whoa. At my house, we face to the north, but when I go outside and look to the west, every single evening, that same sun I saw rise in the morning sets in the west. How the hell does that happen? I'll tell you what. You may have read more books than I do about that particular topic, but even you can't explain how that happens. It just is. I apply everything in life like that. I look at everything that's just automatic. It's there. It's a law. It just happens. I don't worry about it. I just go with it. You should too. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost. Keep moving. Gotta get